This is Money Talks for January 7th. Two coins for the price of one. Buy one, get one free. Everyone loves a bargain, and coin collectors are no exception. This is ANA's Money Talks, and purchasing a bargain coin can be risky business. But there's one case where you'll always get two coins for the price of one. That's when the coin you purchase was struck over an earlier one. At first, this might seem unlikely to happen. Why would anybody recycle money, creating new coins from old? The answer is that it's easier to make money this way, and it occurred far more often than we might suppose. We tend to think of a single operation, striking coins from a pair of engraved dies. But there are several other stages in the process. One of the most troublesome stages was the preparation of the planchets, the round, thin pieces of metal from which coins are struck. Making thousands or millions of planchets is expensive and time-consuming, not to mention lots of hard work. But you can sometimes use your own or someone else's coins for planchets, especially if you're reasonably confident you'll wipe out whatever was there first, or you just don't care about the appearance of the finished coin. In this way, new coins can leave a mint by one door nearly as quickly as old coins can enter it by another. Overstruck coins have been with us since ancient times. One of the most prolific coin recyclers was the Byzantine Empire in Constantinople. During their heyday, from the 7th to the 11th centuries, Byzantines regularly overstruck their own earlier copper coins, sometimes more than once. Many of these coins are completely unreadable. There are even examples of Byzantine coins overstruck on century-old Roman coins. Truly a case of two coins for the price of one. This has been Money Talks. Today's program was written by Richard Doty and underwritten by Western Publishing Company and its Whitman division, serving collectors for more than 50 years. This is a production of the American Numismatic Association, America's Coin Club for over a century. For a free transcript, send a large self-addressed stamped envelope to ANA, Box 2196, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80901. Request program number 69. From the ANA Lamp of Knowledge, I'm Anna, the ANA Genie, with another report on Money Talks.